Good morning, everyone. This is still the podcast of comfort, designed to bless you, designed to give you comfort, designed to help transform your life. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for another time in your presence this morning. Thank you for the opportunity to be a living soul. Thank you for your blessings upon our life. I say that thanks in Jesus' name. We pray that you speak to us personally, individually, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, in our last episode, we looked at the topic called Tried, Tested, and Trusted. And then we looked at the life of the man called Abraham from Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. The Bible says, and the Lord, and it came to pass after those things that God did test Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here am I. He said, Take now thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, after which there offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And our memory verse is Job 23:10, where Job said, that the Lord knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I'll comfort and good. And in our last episode, we looked at what a test is, and then we started with the purpose of a test. And the first purpose that we looked at, or that we considered, is to expose hidden faults or weaknesses. Now today we will look at the other reasons why we go through different tests in our life. We must also understand that the test that God takes us through is not to destroy us, but to make us a better people with good characters. Now the second reason why God tests us is to reveal where our loyalty lies. You see, the reason why we are tested is for God to know where we belong. It's for God to know who we actually belong to. It's for God to know where our heart is. You see, when we test, when God tests us, he wants to determine if actually we love him, if actually it is the blessing that we seek, or it is him who blesses us that we actually seek. You see, many people in the world today, even many believers, they have forsaken their love for God. They are pursuing things. They run after things. So God, one way or the other, at some point, decides to take away those things and see if we will still believe in him, if we will still serve him. So that is where, that is the second thing we saw in the life of, we see in the life of Abraham, where God said, sacrifice your son. You see, Abraham waited long for the son, but at some point God discovered that the loyalty of Abraham is beginning to lie with Isaac. And God decided to say, okay, sacrifice your son. Let me see if he will do it and discover where your loyalty is. So God takes us through some challenges to discover where our loyalty is. Is it in the goods? Is it in the things? Is it in the materials? Is it in the things that the world can offer? Is it in somebody? But God wants to determine actually if we depend upon him totally. The next one is to encourage dependency upon God. Yes, that is also a part of the previous one, to encourage dependency upon God. You see, when God tests us, what happens is that we come to the end of ourselves. And by coming to the end of ourselves, we get closer to God. You see, the Bible says that one to be the person that depends upon man, because man would fail. And then when we go through tests, what happens is that our dependency on man is stripped off. Now we come into a closer intimacy, closer fellowship with the Father. And then by testing us, God changes our focus from men and unto himself. So it means that he encourages our dependency upon God. And we would continue with the other parts tomorrow. We've been able to look at two today. We'll continue with the other parts tomorrow. God bless you. Remain comforted. Amen.